أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره: أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
Yesterday we were introduced to the second story of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two men, and they have this discussion amongst themselves. Of course, the one was a believer, the one was a disbeliever. The disbeliever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with abundant wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with orchards. And these were no ordinary orchards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a vivid description of the type of gardens and orchards that he had owned. However, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with and his affluence created within him arrogance and pride, and he considered himself to be better than others, and he rejected the akhirah, and he attributed all this to his own strength and abilities, and he went to the extent of claiming that if there was life after death, then Allah loves him so much that he will give him better in akhirah what he had given him in this world. The next part of this discussion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the believer. And the believer hears him saying all of this, so he responds to him and he advises him. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُ. Allah says, his companion, his friend, says to him, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ, while he was conversing with him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Have you committed kufr? Have you disbelieved in the one who has created you from dust? ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Then he created you from a drop of semen. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. And then he fashioned you and he shaped you into a man. How can you disbelieve in this Rabb who has blessed you with these bounties, let alone all the other bounties and the orchard and the wealth and the children and everything else that you have? Your very existence, just your existence itself, is a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you believed in the one who has brought you into existence and fashioned you so beautifully, and he has shaped you into a man? لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. And this person says to the disbeliever, as for me, he is Allah, my Rabb. I believe in my Rabb, Allah. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And I do not associate anyone to my Rabb. I will not ascribe any partners unto him. And then he advised him. Remember when he walked and he stepped into his garden and he walked into his orchard and he saw all of this amazement and wonder and beauty before him. What did he say? He says that, لَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. When you look at all of this, he says, this will never perish. This will last me my lifetime. And perhaps my children will also benefit from all this effort of mine. Generations will be able to enjoy the fruit of my effort. That was his attitude when he stepped into his orchard and when he saw this garden of his. So he advised him. He says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ. When you entered your garden and when you entered your orchard, why did you not say, MashaAllah, لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Why when you stepped into that orchard and you saw all of this, why did you not say that, MashaAllah, this is what Allah wanted for me. MashaAllah. MashaAllah literally means, Ma, what? Sha'Allah, Allah wanted. Not what I wanted, not what I worked for, not the result of my effort, not the result of my hard work, not the result of my knowledge, none of that. None of that. Ma sha, everything. Ma is used to denote comprehensiveness. Ma, all of it, every bit of it, Sha'Allah, what Allah wanted for me. La quwwah, la quwwah. I have absolutely no strength, no ability, no knowledge, no power, nothing illa billah, except through the will and the command and the decision of Allah. This is a very, very, very powerful dua. that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Quran. Whenever you step into your home and there's a sense of achievement, you step into your practice, or you step into your office, or you step into your business, or whatever it may be, and there's a sense of achievement, naturally, sometimes it's a natural feeling, you feel you have achieved, and there is that sense of happiness and that feeling of accomplishment, immediately recite this dua, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. This is what Allah wanted for me, and I have absolutely no strength but through the permission of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you are blessed with a ni'mah and a bounty, in whatever form, whether it is a spiritual bounty Allah allowed you to enjoy, whether it is a worldly bounty, whether it is in the form of a spouse, whether it is in the form of children, in the form of grandchildren, in the form of wealth, whatever it may be, whenever you are blessed with a ni'mah and a bounty, and you recite this, you say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect and safeguard that bounty against any calamities and misfortune. So thus far, we are taught of two powerful statements in Surah Al-Kahf, very powerful. The first one, InshaAllah. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ بِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Don't ever say, I'm going to do something the next day, except that you say, InshaAllah. Because there also, when you say, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll have it done tomorrow, come to me tomorrow, sort it out, then what are you doing? You are relying on your own planning, and your own effort, and your own energy. So there too also, anything you decide to do in the future, attribute its accomplishment and achievement to Allah. And what you have already achieved, what you already have, then that also attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. So he said to him, I'm not saying you should give away all the fortune and give away all the wealth and distribute everything. All you need to do, all the wealth, whatever comfort you enjoy, just attribute it to Allah. That's all I'm saying. When you stepped into your garden, why did you not say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, in tarani, ana aqalla minka mala wa walada. If you look at me, he tells him, the believer tells the disbeliever, if you look at me, I have far less, ana aqalla mink, I have far less than you, malan, in wealth and in children. So don't allow this to create a sense of superiority over others. As for me, I believe in Allah, yet I have far more less than what you have. فَعَسَىٰ رَبِّي أَيُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ. I hope, I am hopeful, the believer says, I am hopeful that my Rabb will give me something better than your Jannah in Akhirah. If he has not given it to me in this dunya, it's fine. Dunya is temporary. The life of the world will come to an end. But I am hopeful that in Akhirah, he will give me an orchard and a garden that is far better than the one he has blessed you with in this world. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا. And perhaps, don't be so arrogant, don't be so boastful, because perhaps my Rabb will send a punishment over your orchard. Allah has the power to do so. So perhaps he sends a punishment over it, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, from the heavens. فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. All that we see here could become one barren land. So he warns him of the reality of the punishment of Allah that could strike all his property, all his investments, all his hard work, and reduce it to ashes. أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاءُهَا غَوْرًا. Or the water that you are enjoying and the rivers and the streams that are flowing through your orchard gardens could be sunk deep into the ground. فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ طَلَعُ لَهُ طَلَبًا. And you will be unable to extract it once again, once it has been sunken into the ground. Allah, so this was the discussion that had taken place. He warned him about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He warned him about disbelieving in Allah azza wa jal. And also he warned him about having this attitude of self-accomplishment and self-achievement. Allah then says, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. Allah says, a punishment struck his produce. his produce was struck with a punishment during the night from all different sides. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَيْهِ And now he comes in the morning and he looks at all that what Allah had given him a day before, one day before, and in a split second, everything was gone. Whatever he had owed, whatever he possessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he came and he looked at it all, reduced to nothing more than ashes. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَيْهِ يُقَلِّبُ Allah says he was wringing and turning his hand عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا because of all that he had invested in. How much I invested in this. And he kept on expressing his anguish through his physical limbs and physical body. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا Allah says it was toppled over, completely upside down. There was nothing left of it. The whole orchard seemed like a different piece of land. وَيَقُولُ And then he realized, and what did he say? يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا I hope I never ascribe any partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةً Though he had, he spoke of the workforce that he had under him, the amount of staff that he had under him. Allah says, but on that occasion, when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck, لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةً يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ There was absolutely no force and no group and no supporters to help him other than Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he could not even help his own self. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ Over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ability to give protection belongs to Allah. The ability to protect your investment, protect your deen, protect your property, protect your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the true power of protection lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah the true. هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is best in giving the reward of good deeds. وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best in reporting. Not that Allah doesn't understand.